Hi, and welcome back to the Make the Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine.
Because if you're going to have a drink, you might as well make it a double. Okay, so welcome back to our podcast. This is episode number 4. Let's say it. Woot, 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 woot. 4 woots, 1 per episode. Okay, yes. Jasmine, tell me about your week.
My week, now I'm blanking on what I did all week. My week was pretty chill. I think I just worked.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, Ariana got us tickets to see Marcelo Hernandez at the Beacon Theater, New York City.
Yes, slay my Miami
King. It was awesome. And our roommate Julia came, and it was so funny.
He honestly is so funny, and I think that he has done a really good job of, like, being funny without, like, going to, like, classic, like, oh, you're making a butt joke or, like, a penis joke. Like,
like,
he can be funny in, like, a genuine funny way.
Yeah. Like, and it's very natural
for him. My opinion is that the hiring of Bowen Yang changed. I know that we're talking from Marcelo Hernandez to Bowen Yang.
Two episodes in a row.
Okay. So the hiring of Bowen Yang completely changed the trajectory of SNL. I think that they hired Bowen Yang at a time where SNL was really on the decline. He brought it back, he modernized it, and then he helped bring in new, different people like Marcelo who make it funny. Like, Marcelo and Jane Wicklund, I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
No, yeah, she's great. I feel like, I'm trying to think, Bowen and Marcelo Hernandez, and Heidi Gardner, I feel like we're equally, like, all as, like, very good hires.
I agree. And Heidi
Gardner, like, because they're so versatile, but also, like, they have, like, very, like, distinct,
like, niche. But they also, I think what makes them good is that they are not afraid to look ridiculous. And I think that at some point in the early aughts, SNL lost that. And now it's brought back because now they're like, SNL is fun and funny. They're kind of bringing the joy back to SNL almost.
I also think it really pays off for them, like, hiring younger.
Oh, 100%. Because
they're like, all the three new ones are all like younger Gen Z cast.
Well, also not just that. I think that if you're smart and you get them young, you could probably get a good 10 years out of a castmate.
Like Pete Davidson.
Like, I don't think that Bowen Yang is leaving anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I don't think Marcelo is leaving anytime soon because they're probably going to get to, like, their mid-30s and then be like, okay, now I can leave.
Yeah. Well, how old is Marcelo right now?
I think he's 28. I think he's my age.
Okay.
Well, I'm 29.
I could see, if he's 28, I could see him staying until, like, I don't know, because he's such on the rise right now.
I think he's 27.
I could see him staying till, like, 34,
he's 27.
But I don't know if he would stay longer than that. Depending on how big his star gets. Like,
I could see him staying at least until he's 30, just because, one, I think that he really loves it. And right now he's, like, working. He's still able to, like, work on other stuff.
And, like, this is, like, what, his third year or fourth? No, has he been on longer than
I think. Fourth? I mean, he... As, like, a full-time castmate, I think it's his second season. I'm Googling it. But
like, he was featured for a couple years, though.
Yeah.
So he's been on for a while.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, he's only been on SNL for 3 years. He joined in 2022. So, I think that he probably is going to stay at least till he's 30, especially only because I think he's
able... I just think that his star is going to be too big.
Like, I also think that SNL, if you're smart, you also use SNL as a networking opportunity because you're like, the amount of big names that come into SNL, you get in good with one of them.
Yeah.
You're set. Like, I'm sure that, like, Kyle Mooney was a writer for forever. I'm sure that, like, helped him get all these, like, big producing and writing things that he's doing now. Like,
my question is, how long do you think Bowen's going to stay? Because his star is really big. He has tons of other gigs. He doesn't really need to...
I think that Bowen has this underlying love for writing.
Yeah. But it's so exhausting, though.
No, it is exhausting
to, like, keep doing it when you don't really need to rely on the cash flow.
That being said, I think that Bowen is very much like a New York comedian. So I don't see him ever, like, moving to LA.
Yeah, but I don't see him staying
Like Keenan?
Like Keenan.
No, I think Keenan is special. Nobody's gonna stay like Keenan, but Keenan, Keenan genuinely does it for, like, the joy of the job.
I think he genuinely loves sketch comedy because he's been doing it his entire
life.
Like, what would he do? He would just have to create another show if he stopped SNL. He's been doing it forever.
I can't remember what I was gonna say.
Oh, I don't know. But, well, back to our Marcelo show.
Oh, Bowen Yang.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say is, I think that he loves writing enough that I could see him at least staying on until he's a head writer, because I think, like, a head writer. Like, I would love to see him. I would love to see him doing Weekend Update.
The problem is, though, is he does too many characters. Whereas, like, that's why they took off Cecily Strong, is because they had her on and they realized that she does way too many good characters to, like...
That's true.
To do, like...
That being said, I do think that he would be a good, like, head writer. And I do think that I could see a point where he stops being in sketches and is still writing for them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Or, like, Lorne Michaels gives him the Pete Davidson treatment and just, like, lets him come and go whenever he pleases.
Yeah.
For the rest of his contract. That's why he let Pete do, basically.
Yeah.
He's like, there was episodes on end that Pete wasn't in.
Yeah.
And when he wasn't, like, in rehab or anything.
Yeah.
So he was just, like, letting him.
I also
he loved him so much.
I also think that Bowen is a very hard worker, and you can tell because, like, one thing I love about Bowen is I think that he holds himself to, like, a high standard. He's like, I want to make sure that I do things right.
Yeah. For
sure. So that to me is, like, I hope to see him go on to do great things, but I also, for my love of him at SNL, know that he was such a pivotal turning point for SNL, and I just love him so much. I've literally followed him since during COVID when he went viral for his
Miranda
Priestley. Yes, in Twitter. On Twitter.
It's like in on Long Island.
It's fine. but yeah, I love you, Bowen Yang. Anyways,
back to Marcello's show. It was excellent, hilarious, quite long. I thought his set was quite long. It felt long, but maybe I was just enjoying it. But, like, it felt long in a way that I was enjoying it, being like, I hope this never ends.
I feel like it wasn't long, but we also, like, didn't have our phone, so there was no way to know.
Oh, yes. He's definitely filming a special.
Oh, for sure.
Because they took our phones. They wasn't filming there, but...
I mean, we don't know that he wasn't filming, but I'm pretty sure
I feel like the mics, the cameras would have been more visible.
We were pretty high up, Jasmine. Maybe we just didn't see
them. but yeah, so look out for that. I wonder, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Definitely watch it when it comes out. We had two openers. One was funny. The first one was funny. And then
the first one I would say was, like, medium funny. There were
some really, really funny bits though.
And I do say that he played off the crowd really well.
Yes.
Because there were moments where we didn't laugh at his jokes and he was like, oh my God,
relax,
which then made us laugh. Like, he loosened us up a little bit.
The second guy sucked. But he was saying that he like knew Marcello when he was like young at the clubs. And so like he took him on the road or whatever when he was like, he was a comedian and then like a bigger comedian. So he was like, I'll take you on the road. And then now Marcello's taking him on the road. Pity. He was not funny like at all.
To the point where I was like, oh, he wasn't that bad. But it's because I like dissociated and stopped paying attention. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's getting her drinks.
I was getting the drinks. I got my steps in. I went all the way to the bar and back 3 times because she was like, I can only do 2 drinks per order. And I was like, okay, like if I do trips, she was like, oh, okay, so what I'll do is I'll just make your drinks and charge you one by one. She was so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I tipped her 20% for every single drink. I was like, you deserve the queen.
What a queen.
And she was so nice. Every single time she like let me cut in line, she was like, oh, I'm just charging her. I'll make your drink. Don't worry about it. It was lovely. Slay queen.
And then after that, we met up with our friend Lindsay. And her boyfriend, and we went to a bar on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We never do.
I don't know if her, I feel like her friends just like got up and left. I don't know if they.
No. I think it was at the end of their night.
Oh, it was the end of their night.
We didn't send them home.
No, I know. But I was also like, obviously drunk. There was a moment where I was like, these people hate us.
They didn't.
No,
they were super, super nice.
I mean, it's like,
I'm pretty sure we're just psychotic and 11 p.m. is not the end of our night. So.
No, we're psychotic and 11 p.m.
We went home at 4. Well, no, it was probably like 3.
Was
it 2 or did I just like?
No. It was like 3 because I wasn't asleep till
like
5.
We're just insane. They're normal people.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm like.
They got exhausted at a normal time. We did not.
No. There's some nights, you know, where you're just like.
Honestly, like I was feeling it that night too. I think Marcello just like really like that was the start of it. And then it was like.
I was
zany mood.
I was exhilarated.
Yeah.
It was
also,
lovely.
The like food that we had was also delicious.
Oh, the food that we had was slamming.
Yeah. So then
that was our weekend.
And then yesterday, Saturday, we kind of just did like a chill day.
Mm-hmm.
We went to see Sinners, starring Michael B. Jordan
and Michael B. Jordan
and Michael B. Jordan twin
Haley Steinfeld.
And Haley Steinfeld, hot.
Yeah.
And it's a vampire movie. Maybe do we want to save our comments for what we watched this week?
No, I feel like we could talk about it. No,
let's save it.
We'll save our comments for that section.
Yeah, okay, but anyways, yeah, that's and then just a chill day, watched other movies, and
then
now we are sitting here today.
Yeah,
right?
I had rehearsal this week. That's the only other thing.
I don't remember.
Before we dive into the topic, first thing, we have a quick
correction
to make.
Yes, it is the fact that it was not Logan Lerman being Sally with Role Model.
That is correct.
It was
Dylan Minnette
from 13 Reasons Why.
Yes.
They're so like the same person. So I was like,
I mean,
confused, but also like,
They're not. I remember when I said yes, 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 I was like, oh, is that, was that Logan Lerman? Because that was post, now Logan Lerman has a little bit of salt pepper going on. So, yeah. Like, oh, you would know he's so hot.
Also, like, but also, like, if Logan Lerman did that, people would pass away simply from it.
That's so true.
I think that, yeah, I think he would, that's the thing he wouldn't do in that. No. Like, everybody wants it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a correction that we needed to do. And then I'm going to give Ariana the floor for something that she would like to discuss.
I would just like to personally address Hinge. You need to get your life together, okay? You have the livelihood of single women over this country in your hands, and your algorithm is honestly disrespectful, and I feel like I'm being spat in the face. Like,
it's literally like hot garbage.
No, it's hot garbage.
Spitting in your face and just burning you every single time that you open it.
I have been
ash everywhere.
I like really want to like just go on more dates, like really just try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sue a girl for wanting to put herself out there. My God.
Literally. Okay. I have dedicated a significant amount of time to Hinge this week. Significant meaning like 30 plus minutes a day.
Going on the app,
liking going on the app, liking people, actually responding to people. I am currently waiting for 12 different people to text me back on Hinge because but it's not only the men in the algorithm. Mm-hmm. It's not just the Hinge algorithm. It's these men.
Yeah.
What is up with you?
Oh no.
I literally said, I was like, Tuesday, and they're like, silence.
Oh my God, that is so annoying. Or they'll start the conversation and then just like,
yeah,
never respond to your, or my biggest, I mean, it's not my biggest, but it's one of the things where you'll be like, they'll be like, oh, have like, or I'll be like, oh, do you have fun plans for the weekend? And they'll like, be like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's it. Not a question back to me, slightly more detail so we can get the ball rolling. It's like, yeah, okay.
And that is,
I don't know why I'm still single, but I know why you are, my guy.
Yeah. And that is not just on the apps. That is in person when you're on a date. You're like sitting there, you're like, oh, like, what do you do for work? And he's like, oh yeah, I'm a financial analyst. Oh. And then, well, that was an example. I haven't actually been on a date with a financial analyst. He's like, oh yeah, it's a career. And then doesn't say anything. And you're like, oh, cool. You know, I work in fashion. I mean, you didn't ask, but cool. So how many cousins do you have? And then you go like that. And then you're like, and you didn't ask me, but
It's literally like the trick that I do with my nanny kids. I'll be like, I love you. And they'll be silent. And I'll be like, love you too, Jasmine. Thank you. So-. I'll be like, oh my God, you guys are so sweet.
Yeah.
That's how you have to be on a date with me these days.
No, it's crazy. You have to be like,
what do you do? Oh, I do this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You literally have to like, what's that? What's that puppet thing where you have to do the speaking for the puppet? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Can't get fucking shit from them.
It's also, can I just say, like, I want to put myself out there. I would like to be in a relationship. I would like that. But I mean, you and I have had this conversation. Like, I would rather be single for the rest of my life than be with a loser who makes me miserable or like doesn't treat me the way that I respect, that I deserve. And I will die on that.
1,000%. I'm not been saying it.
Yeah. And I've been saying it because guess what? I'm actually perfectly happy. So
literally.
And that's all I have to say about that, because I could talk about this for hours.
And I would like to retweet everything that she just
retweet.
Said.
Mm-hmm. So to my single girlies out there, just know that we feel you. And to my not single girlies out there,
I hope you enjoy hell.
Oh, I was gonna say. I was just gonna say like enjoy it, please. It's rough out here in these streets.
But, sure. Yeah, that too.
What, not nurture them. I was going to say like...
Nurture them? A man?
No, that's not what I...
You're not his mother?
That's not the word that I'm thinking of, okay? But that's the only word that's popping up in my head. Like, enjoy them while you can. Not while you can. While you can. No, I just mean like make sure that you're like...
Enjoying it.
There's a word. Somebody's going to yell at me for it, but...
Cherish?
Cherish. That's what I'm thinking of. Cherish while you can.
If your man is decent.
Decent. Or lady, so true.
Or whatever.
Or partner.
Yeah, or partner. Just anything you want, girl.
Yeah. Anything you want, girl.
Anything you want, girl, while shivering. Just take a picture.
Girl in everyone.
Girl.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. Hold your partners tight. And and
now we will venture into our pop culture segments. The first story I would like to talk about is my queen, Addison Rae.
Yes.
Like, she released a new song. it's called Headphones On. She just released it on Friday. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She released a song and also visuals. She released a music video as well. she as well performed with Arca. That's how you say it, right? Yeah. Arca. an artist that was performing at Coachella, and she came out with Arca and saying, they're calling it Arca Marine, which is Arca's version of Aquamarine, which is Addison's song, which is an amazing version. It's not my favorite of Addison's songs, but
correct, because the best of Addison's songs is Diet Pepsi, period.
Correct. Which was, I was going to ask you what your, I'm going to tell you my ranking of Addison Rae songs. Mm-hmm. You can tell me yours. My number one, Diet Pepsi, obviously.
Obviously.
Of like the four that she's come out with.
Recently.
Her single, her four most recent singles. Diet Pepsi number one, two, High Fashion. You know how much I love High Fashion.
Love High Fashion.
Three, Headphones On, and four, Aquamarine. I think Headphones On is better than Aquamarine, but I still love Aquamarine, but.
Okay, so my rankings would be Diet Pepsi, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. I've listened to Headphones On a little bit, but mm-hmm. I would still say Aquamarine I like more than Headphones On, fair. But only because I've only listened to Headphones On twice.
Mm-hmm. Which was when I was dancing in the kitchen before we were going out to the.
No, I've listened to it since. Okay. But again, not enough times for me to make like a proper judgment on mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. I would say High Fashion is my least favorite.
I know, which is so funny because it's so good. It doesn't make
sense. There's something about it that's just, it's not for me, and that's okay.
That's okay. During that performance, Addison flashed her underwear with the date June 6th, which is her announcement for her debut album. Play. She's released songs before in a tiny EP. I think it was like five songs on it.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago. All excellent. Please go check it out. But very excited for a full album.
That was when she did Obsessed, right?
Yeah.
Which also
which was is unreleased Lady Gaga song, right?
I don't know.
That's not. She released the one.
It's like
Lady Gaga, the one that was supposed to be a Lady Gaga song.
The one I'm thinking of is like, Me Too. No.
Oh,
I'm thinking of.
These,
No. The one that's like, I say Me Too.
I said
Me Too. That one.
No, she released a little EP called AR. Right, and it had like five songs on it. Had I Get It Bad. I think I Got It Bad is the
I think that's the Lady Gaga.
Had To Die For, Nothing. No, it might be Nothing On But The Radio. That might be the.
That's not the one.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because one that one, the one I'm thinking of, was the first song she ever came out.
Yeah, Obsessed. Yeah, that's not the song that I was just singing though. Obsessed is what I was just singing. I'm talking about the unreleased Lady Gaga song.
Oh, I'm talking about the Obsessed song. The unreleased Lady Gaga song is that one.
Yeah, I think it's Nothing On But The Radio. I'm pretty sure, but I couldn't remember if it's I Got It.
Okay.
Anyways, I digress. Anyways, so she is releasing an album, and I'm really fucking excited. I hope she goes on tour soon.
I'm very excited for her. I love that she has stayed true to her vision from the beginning. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, her rise on TikTok and then leading into being a pop star, mm-hmm. she's doing it incredibly.
Yeah.
She's, like, surrounded by, her, like, with, she's surrounded herself with the right people. Mm-hmm. Like, she's besties with Charli XCX. She performed with her, she came out for Charli XCX yesterday for the weekend to day two of Coachella.
Von Dutch.
Yeah, she did the Von Dutch screen with Scream with Charli. So like, I just think that she's, nothing stopping her. You know?
I also feel like iconic. She did the smart move. She was like, you know what? Like, I don't feel like this is the moment for like a full album. I'm just going to do this, wait a little bit. And I think that now she really like feels confident in her vision and then dropped her album, which is kind of, Selena Gomez talked about this in one of her documentaries about how when Wizards first came out, Disney was like pressuring her to release an album, and she was like, not yet. And she didn't drop one until like halfway through Wizards, and people were like,
Gomez in the scene?
Yeah. Which, first off, put some respect.
Where are they now?
Put some respect on the scene. Where are the scene? I don't know. But I think this was the right choice for her to like really find her vision, really. Because so far, everything that she's come out with, like even High Fashion that like I don't super love, I'm like, yeah, I could tell you that's an Addison Rae song from 10 miles away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. 1,000%.
And that's what I have to say about that. Mm-hmm. Why do I keep saying that after the end of every segment?
I said it last week, and then you said it after me, and then you kept saying it every second of the song. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is this stupid space trip vacation for 11 minutes.
Hardly a vacation.
These ladies went. Okay, so on April 14th, Blue Origin launched its most recent flight. The rocket had 6 passengers. Singer Katy Perry, journalist Gail King, journalist and Oprah's best friend, Gail King, philanthropist Lauren Sanchez. That's what they have for
That's
her.
That's hilarious.
Who is also the fiance of Jeff Bezos, former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bo, and bioastronautics research scientist Amanda Nguyen. Oh, and film producer Carrie Ann Flynn. Sorry, I missed that. The voyage lasted under 11 minutes total as the rocket traveled up to the edge of space before returning to Earth. In other words, a big fucking waste of money.
Yeah.
also, in other words, Katy Perry's latest L that she's
literally.
taken.
Literally. I just feel like this is just in really poor taste, especially with everything that's going on right now. People are living paycheck to paycheck. People can't afford their rent, their groceries, and they just spent $1 billion to send these women up into space in what is essentially a commute.
No, literally. And it's also just like, it's like laughs in the face of feminism, if I'm gonna be honest.
It honestly, like, it's like making the feminist argument. Yeah, correct.
It's like, but there are ladies. It's like, it's still a fucking waste of time and you're just making us the joke. So,
like, with $1 billion, okay, let's say a salary for somebody for a year. If you paid somebody $100,000, okay, which is an amazing salary.
Yeah.
You could pay 10,000 people for a year. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
20 if you did 50K. Because yeah. That's how math works. I just think it's an incredible waste of money.
So
it honestly feels like gross, like an abhorrent, like very much like throwing cash because you have cash. Especially from Jeff Bezos, like that clip that I saw where like they were opening the door from the inside and then they made them close it so that he could open the door.
So
I was
stupid.
Like, sir,
it's so
no, it's so stupid.
It's feeling very much, is it Don't Look Up? Like it's really giving that much vibe. It's just like, and now you can like buy quote unquote a ticket to do it. Like regular people, yes, because regular people can buy a $100,000 ticket.
And guess what?
It's not gonna be like, it's so stupid. It's also just like, you might as well, you should have just like taken that like no gravity airplane that they did in The Bachelor on that one day.
Yeah, you would have saved so much money.
You would have done the same thing.
No, it's literally the exact same
except thing. For being able to see the Earth from like that.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm
also
good.
Like, who gives an F?
I'm also not ready for that panic attack, so.
Truly, if you're never. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so.
A waste of time and money.
Yeah, so. Maybe think about your choices before getting on a spaceship.
Yeah, Katy Perry.
So our next topic is the HBO Max Harry Potter series has revealed some key teacher castings. And we're going to go through them. So the first one is John Lithgow as...
Lithgow.
I apologize, John. John Lithgow.
If you're listening, John.
John Lithgow as Albus Dumbledore. I think he's going to do an amazing job.
Iconic voice, but...
iconic voice, I think... iconic choice also.
I mean, he is Lord Farquaad after all.
No, I know. I think I genuinely feel like he's gonna add like a very, very whimsical twist to Dumbledore.
Do you think that they're gonna have him do a British accent or do you think they're gonna be like creative choice?
They definitely have to make him do a British accent.
Also, I just want to add, this podcast is a J.K. Rowling
hating podcast.
Okay.
We stand with the side of trans women and men and everyone always.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we bought equality. And okay, next.
But this is the cast announcement.
Yes, this is the cast announcement. So, and I do love Harry Potter, and I do think that there's a way to separate the art from the artist. That being said, bye, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Okay, so Papa Essidu, Essidu as Severus Snape. So this is a very controversial casting in the Harry Potter universe because. Snape is supposed to be like objectively not attractive, like sniveling little Snape, and everyone's like, he's too hot. Like, no one can.
And like, Alan Rickman's hot, so I don't know.
I'm gonna.
I think
objectively,
in certain roles,
disagree.
Alan Rickman is was, rest in peace.
He's
a handsome man.
He's not my cup of tea. That being said, I do think that the makeup and the like wig that they put on him in Harry Potter definitely like uglies him up. I'm curious to see what they do with Papa. Next we have Janet McTeer as Minerva McGonagall, which
I don't
you know who she is.
She looks familiar, but I don't know what
she it doesn't matter, but I think she's gonna be good. I think she's British, but I'm not sure what else she's on. Then Nick Frost as Rubius Hagrid. This is amazing. I'm curious to see how they do it to make Hagrid bigger. It'll be very, very interesting.
He's a great cast.
Yeah, he is a great cast. Then Paul Whitehouse as Argus Finch. I think that's going to be lovely.
He looks familiar as well, but
he looks familiar. I don't think he's been in that many things. Then
people are probably like very well known in England.
Yeah, in England. Yeah. Yeah. Then Luke Thallon as Corvinus Quirrell, which I think is an amazing casting. This is
he looks similar to the defense against,
and he's supposed to be young because he's supposed to be like Voldemort is like living on
in
the back
head.
Of his head.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that. Very curious to see who they cast. As the kids, I think that it has to be nobody.
For some reason, I thought for sure that they had cast the kids already.
No,
like a
I don't
year
think
ago,
so.
I thought that they came out with the cast, but maybe I'm like missing.
I don't believe so, but I really hope that it's just nobody is like who...
Yeah, like Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. No, they haven't.
Oh, interesting.
They haven't announced. Maybe, these are the only, like, true confirmed
casts. You know what? Maybe I'm getting it confused with Percy Jackson. Which also, go watch Percy Jackson.
Also, go watch Percy Jackson because
so good.
Season 2 hasn't even come out, and they already confirmed Season 3, as they should.
Yeah, so good. So
because they're all young. If they're going to squeeze all those books out, they're going to have to crank out a season a year.
It was also funny in the first season, you could tell that we're reshoots and what we're not, mm-hmm. because Walker Scoville was like going through
puberty. Yeah.
His voice was so deep all of a sudden.
It was just in random shots.
So funny. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay, well, so moving on to the next topic. It has been announced that there will be a spinoff of Season 6 of Love Island USA. Peacock has announced that it will come out.
The best season of Love Island
USA. Correct. The best season of Love Island USA. They said that it will come out this summer. Yes. It will feature Serena, Janae, Leah, their boyfriends, Kenny and Miguel. Cordell has not been confirmed yet, but it's because there's other Peacock rumors swirling about him possibly being on another competition series. And then they're also doing Kaylor, good for her, yeah. Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Connor only
Dad
got
City.
The call.
Dad City.
He only got called because Rob said no. Yeah. Also, that good for her wasn't like a diss on Taylor. I'm like, okay, good for you. Like, Kaylor. Get your money.
With a K.
I said Kaylor.
Well, it sounded
okay, it doesn't matter. Aaron Evans, get him off my screen. I don't want to see him. Liv, love. Kendall, the drama, at least, I guess.
Kendall's super close to Kaylor and Liv. So.
Yeah, I think that'll be a very, very good dynamic.
Who's Connor close to? Like, fucking nobody. So
I think that'll be very, very interesting to see how that works. Also, I don't think Aaron hangs out with any of these people either.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
he lives in London.
Yeah, because at least PPG and Kenny and Miguel can hang out.
He's moving here with Leah. So.
Yeah, I think he already moved to LA.
Yeah, but yeah, they don't live together right now, but he already did move to LA.
Yeah.
So, at least.
Because I think all, at least PPG, their boyfriends, and then Liv, Kaylor, and Kendall all live in LA now. So it's like, okay, so are Connor and Aaron moving to LA? Gross. No, I'm saying gross.
I think Connor does live in LA, by the way.
Oh, Connor might just.
But live Aaron doesn't. He's the only odd man out.
Because when him and Leah were talking about it, they were like, oh, we both live in LA. Like, that's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm very excited about this. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Same thoughts. Very excited. I was kind of hoping for just, no offense to Kaylor and Liv, I was kind of hoping for just a show about PPG, to be honest.
I think the reason they're doing that is because PPG are all still in relationships, and you kind of need the single girlies to, bring in some drama. Unless there's relationship drama, which there might be.
Yeah.
I hope not. But.
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting because I love all of I love PPG. I love
PPG.
Janae and Serena and Leah. And I love their relationships. So I'll be.
I don't love Kenny.
I don't love Kenny because we heard that he's maybe a Trump supporter, but
he's definitely a Trump supporter.
I think he commented on the post though and was like,
oh,
no,
did
I'm
he?
Not. Yeah. So
I don't know that. Janae didn't give me vibes that that would
she
be
would
like
be okay with that.
Yeah, that she would be like totally cool with that.
Yeah,
so
hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
What was I saying? I am going to be sad if we see big ups and downs for their relationships. I love Miguel and Leah, and if we see them super fight a lot and stuff, that's going to make me sad.
Yeah, that's also going to make me not want them to be together.
I know. So hopefully all is well and all is
Yes.
I guess we'll see.
We'll see.
But
I guess we'll tune in.
So I guess it'll be interesting to see if it will come after or before.
I think it'll be after
the USA season.
I think it'll be after.
But then there's also going to be a Love Island Games.
Yeah. But so I think Love Island Games is probably going to come out first, then Love Island USA.
Because also
and then
Love Island Games isn't recorded live, right? So.
Correct. It's pre-filmed.
Which is annoying.
But I think that's what they're going to do. And then do this after, because they know, I think it's a bad idea to do this before, because you need to keep your audience interested. Be like, oh, in the meantime, before the show comes out, watch Love Island Season 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's
that makes
their
sense,
plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because everybody loves Season 6, so they'd be like,
yeah.
Eh.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay, so good news for us Amanda Bynes fans. Mm-hmm. She has announced that she is going to be on OnlyFans. So this is a great way for us to support her.
I'm a little concerned about her in general.
I'm concerned, but she, I think that, who did I see recently in an interview? It might have been Josh Peck.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I've seen her recently and she's great. She's great. She's doing well. She's not doing well in the vision that we want her to be in the movie industry.
I just want her to be
in her life, she's doing great.
Okay.
Which is good. That's how you want it. Okay. Anyways, but if you want to subscribe, it is $50, I believe.
A month?
Yeah, she's getting that change, girl.
I mean, go for
Come
her.
On now.
Go
for but her. She did state, she said, this is her quote, I'm on OnlyFans now, she wrote. Disclaimer, I'm only doing OnlyFans to chat with my fans through DMs. I won't be posting any sleazy content. Excited to join. So it's basically a Patreon.
Yeah, which honestly, like, I think that's a good way for her to, like, get some extra cash because she does have, like, some really diehard fans, and I think this will be a good way for her to, like, get a little more income. I didn't know that she was going to be posting non-explicit content.
I think that somebody just didn't mention to her that Patreon exists, and that would have been probably a better, but, you know, you can, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
OnlyFans wasn't created to be a pornography place. It was just people.
Yeah. I just, the reason I said I was concerned with her, it wasn't because she joined OnlyFans. It's, like, the same way that I get concerned about, like, Lindsay Lohan, where I'm like, I just want them to be, like, they've got through a lot. Like, I just want them to be okay.
Well, and this is how you can do it. Support her on OnlyFans.
I won't. You think I have $50?
And also that.
I mean, to be clear, I do have $50, but I'd rather spend them on a drink than on that.
Which and one drink, $50? What are we at, MSG?
a single tequila soda at MSG,
$50. Earlier I said, it's not a pornography place. So that's what OnlyFans is now going to be called. A pornography place. But yeah, so good for her. I hope she gets her, you know, her money and people support her. And I hope that she just enjoys life and is happy. Like, that's all that I care.
Get your bag clean. Last topic is Time's 100 Most Influential People of 2025 came out. It's broken down by innovators, titans, artists, icons, leaders, pioneers. They don't give a description of what that entails. But some notable names are Snoop Dogg, Nikki Glaser, Sandra Diaz, John M. Chu, Wendy Friedman, Serena Williams, Blake Lively, Lorde Michael, Simone Biles, Queen, love her. Simone, if you're listening, I love you. Then Joe Rogan, Mark Zuckerberg, Ed Sheeran, Scarlett Johansson, Daniel Van Kim, Kristen Bell, Adam Scott, Rashida Jones, Diego Luna, Nicole Schwarzenegger, Kristen Wiig, Hozier, Brendan Jacobs Jenkins, Demi Moore, Adrian Brody, Jalen Hurts.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think some of these make sense, and then some of these sound like they put a bunch of celebrity names into a hat and then just decided to, like,
I agree. But them on the list. There are some people on this list that, like, I think deserve.
Oh, yes. I said some people make sense. Some people, like, are randomized.
Like Gisele Pelicot, that girl from, that lady from France. I don't know if you heard that story where, like, she did something really brave, and she was like, I'm not going to be anonymous. And she, like, fought in court and said, like, all of these men should be tried, and, like, her husband and all those men are in jail now because she was like,
so she deserves it.
She's on the thing.
Yeah, she deserves it. Yeah, but Scarlett Johansson?
No, Scarlett Johansson is random. No,
like,
no, it makes
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
like, yeah, and doesn't this list mean something? It means that, like, Simone Biles, of course. Yeah.
Then there's also, like, a lot of politicians on here. So, like, this list is definitely, like, skewed. It definitely feels like there are paid spots, and there are, like, there's some people who I think genuinely deserve to be on here. But there's some people that I'm like, relax.
Yeah.
So maybe they might next time they should just make it the 50 most.
Maybe they were just, like, scrounging.
Yeah. One last thing is I have a disclaimer to make. When we were talking about Noah Wiley, when we were talking about Noah Wiley, when talking about The Pitt, I did not put two and two together that he was from
ER
because I never watched ER, but the only time I've seen him was on the episode of Friends where he guest stars with George Clooney, which I realized that we talked about.
Because they both are on.
Yes. But because Noah
Wiley
has a beard and obviously, like, time has passed. I, like, didn't put two and two together that it was the same guy. And when I did, I was like,
well, that's why it's like, The Pitt has some drama because the creator.
Oh yeah. Cause they originally wanted to do an ER.
Yeah, they were going to do an ER reboot.
And he then said,
I don't know if he said no. But
I think he said no. That's why it's a legal battle.
And he did this. And so his estate, because he's passed away, the creator, his wife is now, like, suing Max.
Which also, like, relax, Max. Relax. You're trying to get money from this big corporation, but also it's like, she's a widow, so I feel bad.
Yeah. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes, because they're already filming season two, and if they're like in litigation and stuff, I don't know what that.
From at least my current job, I don't think a company like Max.
Do you think they'll probably just pay her?
I don't think they. Yeah, I think they'll probably just settle it, because like, yeah. I don't think you get into something like that if you think that you are in the wrong in any yeah. sort of way. So they're probably like, we covered all our bases, like,
and they'll like, they'll pay her and they'll like give her a producer yeah. tag or something like that. I don't yeah. know, like they'll do something like that, probably just like let make it go away.
Totally.
Now we would like to discuss the things that we watched this week.
We should start with Sinners.
Oh yeah, we're starting okay. with Sinners.
So we went to see Sinners yesterday at the IPIC. First off, IPIC.
I know.
Get your act together.
It was like we were in like the nice little cushy seats, and it was like kind of dirty.
It felt like it felt not weird. Clean.
yeah, like just like there were bits and bots, you know? Yeah, like, I don't know. It was just weird, like little bits on the ground and on the. Everything.
Yeah, the movie was great. I do have to say,
my
one complaint is it's a 2-hour 20-minute movie. It could have been an hour and a half. The first yeah. like hour and a half could have been.
It was it's just like a lot of build up
and a lot of background and like, but like the drama doesn't happen until the end.
But like the background is so great, so it's like I think that like instead of a 2-hour 20, it could have been a 2-hour.
Yeah,
just I take 20 minutes out yeah. of the like the
parts that were like dragging on.
Yeah, but overall, just like so amazing. Yeah. If you're going into it thinking it's going to be Vampire City like the whole time, no, it's not.
It's not.
So that's why we're saying like the back, you know, the builder should go, you know, be a little bit.
That being said, it was really good. I think Michael B. Jordan was amazing in it.
Amazing. Haley Steinfeld was on twins, and like his chemistry with himself is really good. I don't know
yeah. how
to explain it. And, he also, and with Haley Steinfeld also, and with, I don't know that other actress's name. She's in Loki.
Yeah.
His wife in the movie.
Well, not his wife.
Not Loki's wife.
No. I don't think they were married. I just think they like were together.
The baby.
That doesn't mean that they're married.
Oh, yes, that's true. What do we think so traditional?
Yeah. Gosh.
But it was hot.
Yeah.
What is her name? But
also, that being said, I think that he also did an amazing job at like distinguishing when he was which twin. I mean, I also think that like the wardrobe department did a very good job at that, because like one twin wore blue and the other twin wore red. That being said,
I was just like, who's traveling with the nephew? That's how I distinguished. And then once I was like, okay, this woman is his maybe not wife, and then this guy's with Haley Steinfeld, then I kind of, that's the only way that I could differentiate.
No, I thought that I could tell from his acting how they were different.
Oh yeah, and the acting too, but like yeah. just visualized.
Yeah. Especially because of like the personalities of each one, I was like, I could immediately tell who was who.
Her name's Wunmi Masaku.
Okay, Masaku.
She's amazing. She was so good.
No, she was so good. Okay. So that was really, really good. Yeah. Haley Steinfeld, never been more beautiful.
Literally.
So love that. I can say what I watched. So first off, Tournament of Champions, of course. Mm-hmm. It was all the battles from the Elite Eight. Four battles now this week, today, later today, there will be the finale. I'm very excited. The finale is all women.
Nice.
It's usually all women and Jet Tila, because he's been in the finals like 3 or 4 times. So there's the final four. Antonio LaFosso is still in it, of course. I'm really rooting for my girl. But that being said, Mama Wong, I'm rooting for. Like, all of the girls who made it to the end, I'm like, okay, like, you actually, like, have cooked your ass off. Like, you really deserve to be here. And I think it's two girls who, like, either have never been in the tournament before or, like, this is their first year, have made it to the final four. So it's like very exciting. Survivor was really good this week. Really, really interesting. They did, were at the merge fully. They made it a little interesting this week at the merge, not at the merge, at the challenge. They had to do the challenge in pairs, even though it's an individual challenge. So you had to start in pairs, say who you were going to be in your pair with at camp before you showed up to the challenge. So it was very like, you could tell like where the lines in the sand were kind of. And then all the conversations that happened, and then like certain people wanted certain people out, and then like other people wanted other people out. And like, it's also funny to me, like how delusional men can be. Cause one guy was like, I don't understand why you're being so weird about it. And he's like, I don't understand why you're being weird about it. Cause they were like, oh, like we really want to vote out Chrissy. And this other guy was like, no, we agreed to vote out. I can't remember her name right now. We agreed to vote out this other girl. And they were like, no, we said. And I was like, okay, you're supposed to be an alliance. You can't just like gaslight someone into changing their opinion. Like,
yeah.
He thinks that Chrissy's the better vote. So like, and then they all like turned their back and voted Chrissy behind this guy's back. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But it's also really fun. There was this quote I literally wrote down. It's a, welcome to the party, David. Let's party. Which was from the episode that comes out this week. It's like the sneak peek of like next time on Survivor. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, "Welcome to the party, David. Let's party." Because he was like, because as I mentioned last week, they're all like trying to be loyal and play a loyal game, and now they're like the guy that was like, "Let's be loyal." All these people voted Chrissy out, and he was like, "Well, now I guess I'm gonna play." So the guy who voted, like, they all like changed their minds and voted for. Oh, it was Chrissy and Camilla. One guy wanted to vote Camilla out, and the other guys wanted to vote Chrissy out because Chrissy was a smarter choice to vote out than Camilla. And now he's like, "Oh, you betrayed me. I'm gonna play the game. I'm gonna backstab." And the guy who's been playing the game the whole time, he's like, "Welcome to the party, David. Let's party." So that's exciting. Then Drag Race was the finale. Really, really some beautiful looks. The finale is four girls. They have some live, not live. They each do an original song, and based on their performances of the original song, there's a lip sync for your life. Lip sync for your life was to Abracadabra. It was amazing. Nice.
I was wondering when that was gonna be on.
So it was the finale, because the finale was filmed like last week, because they film it like not that far in advance. And everyone is saying that Jules won. This is the thing. Jules kind of ate down. Like, she did do a better job than I expected her to do, but she gave like a very like not for Abracadabra, that's like a dance song performance, while Anya, who's the one who won Drag Race and like gave an amazing performance, was really dancing and like giving gaga, mm-hmm. which is like, to me, that's how you win the Abracadabra dance performance, not like being glamorous. It's like, this is a Lady Gaga song, you have to really embrace it. Yeah. That being said, congrats to Anya. She had four challenge wins. She was who I was rooting for, so very happy. I wanted Lexi to be in the top two. She wasn't. That's okay. I think Lexi is going to do amazing things. I watched a movie called Space Oddity on Hulu, came out in like 2 years ago. This dude is planning to go to Mars on like a solo mission. They send him and they just leave him there because it's cheaper to send them there without the return stuff. And then his plan, so he's like training and everyone was like, "You're crazy." And then he meets a girl and he's like, "Am I really gonna go to Mars?" Kind of stupid, but like, it was fine.
Never heard about that movie ever in my life.
I was just like watching. I was just like, I need something mindless in the background. So that's what I watched. Then The Last of Us, I watched. I'm very excited for this new season. Mm-hmm. I like, what's her name, who was in The Pretty Little Liars: Original Sin.
Dina.
The actress
plays Dina. Was she in Pretty Little Liars?
No, in the.
I know the new one, but the I don't new remember one. Her being in that.
Yeah, she was. Unless I know, I think you're thinking of Caitlin Denver. We're thinking of two different people.
No, Dina is.
Dina.
Like Ellie's girlfriend.
Yeah. Her name is. Gosh, what's her name?
She's gorgeous.
Unless
her I name... just don't remember her in Pretty Little Liars.
Isabela Merced. I'm like pretty sure she's in Pretty Little Liars: Original Sin. Unless I'm thinking of.
No, this is the cast.
I'm getting her confused with Maya Rifico, who
who
is also stunningly gorgeous. Noah. Yes, who also is stunningly gorgeous, mm-hmm. and also in every role, her and this girl in every role I've ever seen them are bisexual or lesbians. So hot, and they're also like, they do look alike. They have very similar facial features, and they're both stunning. So mm-hmm. I apologize, you're two different women.
But also Justice for Pretty Little Liars.
But Justice for Pretty Little Liars: Original Sin.
I'll never forgive you guys for not watching it. Now it's canceled.
No, for real. Then I am fully caught up on The Studio. It's definitely like an interesting watch. I'm not going to say much because I know you're watching it. I also started, I'm fully caught up on Abbott Elementary.
Same.
I'm fully caught up on Hacks. I watched the whole thing in the past couple weeks. I really, really like it.
That's all my content
I had seen through season two a couple months ago, and then for some reason I stopped. I think I like had episodes downloaded on my phone and then I just like forgot. And then when I finished season three and then just started season two, I'm locked in. So I'm very excited. More week to week stuff to watch. And then I just started Summer House because our friend Maggie, shout out Maggie, said that I should. I'm on episode 9 already. Started it yesterday. I don't know. I have thoughts. Kyle,
9 of season 1, right?
Of season 1. Yes. Kyle, crazy. Yeah, it's no crazy sense. That he's like married now. The Carl
to also Amanda, who's so hot and cool.
I know, and it's crazy because
makes
like
sense.
Amanda is on season one as Kyle's ex-girlfriend, and he's like, I just can't commit to my feelings until I like experience the full summer as a single dude. And it's like, you keep calling Amanda because you love Amanda. You don't need to like experience life as a single dude. Relax. Carl is kind of crazy. I fear that it would work on me, though, because there are episodes, because he definitely, like, doesn't behave the best way. I think his intentions are in the right place sometimes.
Now,
I
let's
think
remember that, this is season one.
This is season one. I think so far his intentions are in the right place. He just doesn't know how to communicate things well. And also, there's this other girl who just, like, is stirring so much shit. So, like,
that's like
Christina.
The twins were on, right?
Yeah.
And they were the reason why the show was created. I know. I mean, they only last, like, one or two seasons.
Yeah, one. Maggie's current prediction is a season and a half, but we'll let you know. They're crazy. Mm. But very, very interested. Kristen's got to go. So I don't know if she's still there, but she just, like, is that girl who, like, will make a mountain out of a molehill. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But also, like, if somebody calls her out, like, she literally called two, like, Carl showed up with two friends that he was, which, first off, Carl should have just been like, oh, two of my friends are staying at the house this weekend. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that asshole move. Okay, when these girls showed up, Kristen called them, or Christina, I don't know what her name is, called them hookers.
Yikes.
And then when they called her out on it, she almost started crying, and I'm like, okay, this is my thing. You can be a bitch, and you can talk shit and do all these things, but then you, if somebody calls you out, you have to be able to, like, own your shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel strongly about that. Okay, Jasmine, what did you watch this week?
Okay, so I've been continuing Friends.
Love.
I believe I am now on season 8.
What's happening?
I finally did. I was like, literally Googled today. I was like, when does Phoebe meet Mike? She just has been single for so long.
Yeah.
Show. I'm just like, they have her a decent love interest.
She meets him
the last
nine,
time
right?
She dated was like literally like the fucking cop.
Yeah.
Who shot the bird.
Funny. That was hilarious. And she was like, oh no.
Also, so I guess I want to start off with a disclaimer that I like David Schwimmer and I think he does a great job playing Ross. Like, I laugh a lot with his portrayal of Ross. I just hate Ross.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that because David Schwimmer is great and he's so funny in it. Like, his comedic timing is excellent.
Yes.
I just personally hate Ross.
I agree.
I just wanted to state that because he does make me laugh a lot. He's just the worst.
His character also gets, like, funnier and funnier as the season goes on.
Yeah,
because
he gets so goofy.
I feel like that's the part that I like. Mm-hmm. The Ross that I hate is, like, pre-season 5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still hating
him. I'm still hating him, but like, he becomes more bearable to me.
Yes. Rachel is now pregnant.
Ooh.
I just want to say that Monica's dress was gorgeous. Her wedding dress was gorgeous. And the bridesmaid dresses were, like, everything was, like, pretty timeless.
Yeah.
Like, the dresses.
I didn't, like, super love the color of the bridesmaid dress, but it's also one of those things where I was like, I think that, like, anyone would look decently okay in that dress.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel's boobs look, like, insane.
Well, yes, she's also pregnant.
But I think at that point she was only, like, a month pregnant, so.
Yeah, but your boobs are the first thing to perk up.
And I thought it was funny that big old smarty pants Ross didn't know that condoms are only 97% effective.
Yeah, because guess what?
Because he's choosing not to know.
No, because boys are stupid.
Yeah, because they choose what to not know. And that's
boys have selective memory. And if you're a boy listening to this, I'm sorry. Prove it.
Literally prove it to us.
Okay.
I loved seeing Monica finally get some redemption from her parents and get the fucking Porsche. Yeah. After they ruined all her childhood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy that Ross was like, oh, she gets a Porsche.
It's the least they could do. I'm sorry. If I was Monica, I would have run his foot over with that Porsche.
I also would have never let him drive it.
Never.
And then one of the episodes I watched yesterday was the Brad Pitt Thanksgiving episode. Always
so funny.
It's so good. It's still to this day so funny.
Yeah, so funny.
And yeah, that was basically it on
Friends.
Yeah, on Friends. I've continued to watch The Righteous Gemstones with my little sister Tara.
Still in season 1?
No, now 2. Because we finished season 1.
Thank you, Tara, for listening to my plea. Continue.
It's so just so funny. It's like funny because they'll say like the grossest shit ever, and then they'll be talking about God like in the next sentence. It's just like the way they do it is so funny. Then I also watched The Last of Us, which has only been one episode mm-hmm. so far. If anybody knows this joke, Joel is now beekeeping age. So do you know that joke? That sound
no.
from TikTok? Well, it's from Rick and Morty. But
okay.
She's like, whoa, look at your dad. Look at him like keep those bees. And then like everyone's like, oh, I guess he's beekeeping age. And then she's like, Summer, I want to fuck your dad. So the joke on TikTok is like when they're like gray and like older and more mature, they're beekeeping age.
Got it.
Joel is now beekeeping age. I think he started beekeeping age, but he just like looks more mature now.
Yeah. Well,
Because time has passed, 5 years. I also caught up on Abbott Elementary.
Nice.
The one thing that made me laugh the most was the Kate Hudson show instead of the Jennifer Hudson show. Barbara's in the game. So funny. Anyways. Then I watched the new episode of the second season of The Valley.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so it was the first first episode of The Valley season 2. You know, basically Jack sucks all the time.
Yeah.
I hate Jack's always.
I mean, I have never watched Vanderpump Rules with him on. I've never watched Valley, and I could tell you he sucks. And I could see him in the street and be like, hello, Jax Taylor, you suck. I wouldn't actually laugh at them.
I just want to say Brittany looks amazing. She was making some very poor fashion choices last season. And I think now that her and Jax have split, she's like filling herself. She looks so confident and gorgeous. And her just outfits are looking better, thank God. And I just like overall love single Brittany. I think she's going to be so fun. It'll be nice to see, like, watch her this season. Oh, and I just want to say, if you're watching The Valley, I don't know if they have it on Summer House or any show, another show on Bravo, but they have an after show.
They have the Summer Valley. The Summer House has an after show, but I think it only started recently, so I'm not watching it.
It's so good. You get so much information about it. So once you catch up, you should also watch the after show.
Okay, amazing.
Like, do not skip the after show if you're watching these kind of shows, because they deep dive. It's like so good. And then also, it's just annoying to see Lala back on my screen. I just want to say that. I don't know why they brought her. Okay, and then I also watched Daredevil's last 3 episodes, the finale. I didn't realize it was the finale when I was watching it.
And then
I was like, figures, because crazy shit happens in it, which makes sense that they were leading up to these moments. Like, I just want to say, there's a moment in this episode that it made me gag. I had to turn away. It was violent.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you when that is, if you end up watching
it. I will be watching it. So not right now, because I'm doing Summer House.
It was just a lot. But I also want to say the other 3 points that I have. Charlie Cox, Daredevil, hot. So hot. Punisher, hot. And then every time they just talk, I go, just kiss. Just do a little smooch. Just, you know, 2 more smooching. That's all I want to see. And then I watched 2 episodes of The Studio. I like it. It's interesting so far. The episode where he's on the set and ruining everything made me physically so uncomfortable.
I skipped parts.
I skipped through it.
No.
Until I saw him talking to people, I had to skip it because it was making me so... One, embarrassed, like secondhand embarrassed, and 2, just like so anxious, just like fucking leave.
Also, his character's lack of self-awareness is crazy.
Insane.
Like knowing you're not wanted.
Dude. Yeah. Is there moments like that?
No, that was the worst episode.
That was awful for me.
No. That was horrible. There's no more episodes like that. After that, it like went by. I thought that episode lasted
because I was like, that's going to make me not want
to
watch it.
I had to pause that episode so many times because I was like, I can't do this.
He just had the worst decision after worst decision.
I'm like, just sit still for 10 minutes, says me.
And also, shut up. You're like in Video Village watching them direct a movie. Shut up. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. I'm glad that doesn't happen.
No,
anymore.
It's,
you like, he still makes terrible decisions, obviously, but probably. I'm guessing.
Not as bad as that. Oh, but that is just so like, bad. No, that is just like, it's just like dumb boy behavior. It's like, stop.
It's uncomfy.
And no, but you speed through after that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, gorgeous. Good enough. Anything else?
That was all that I watched.
And that's what we watched this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next we're going to do 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, and I'll choose Amanda Bynes.
And I'm going to choose George Clooney.
Okay, amazing. So George Clooney he's been in so many things.
He has been in so many movies. The Ocean's movies.
That might be a good way to link. Mm-hmm. Clooney.
I'm trying to think of like what bigger names were in. We could do Amanda. What if we did Amanda Bynes to Emma Stone for Easy A, and then we can go from there.
And then Emma Stone. That should be
Emma
easy.
Stone. Oh no. I was thinking of Anna Kendrick. Yeah. So I was like, she was in a movie with George Clooney.
But hasn't Emma Stone been in a movie with Anna Kendrick? Emma Stone.
Have they?
I don't know.
They seem like they would vibe.
I know. Emma Stone was in
House Bunny with
Anna Faris.
Emma
Stone was in Superbad with
everybody.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. So Amanda Bynes was in Easy A with Emma Stone, who was in Superbad with Jonah Hill, who was in Wolf of Wall Street with Leo DiCaprio, who was in What movie was it that him and Clooney have been in?
Leo?
Yeah. Oh, no. Leo has been in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with
Brad Pitt.
With Brad Pitt, who was in Oceans with George Clooney. I'm sure that there's a shorter one.
Yeah, there's probably a shorter one. But...
Okay. Should I say that again?
It
was
time.
Amanda Bynes to Emma Stone in Easy A, to Jonah Hill in Superbad, to
to Brad Pitt in that in Moneyball.
To Brad Pitt in Moneyball. There we go. To George Clooney.
Yes.
That's better. There we go. Okay, amazing. Okay, so that makes an episode of Make It a Double. Mm-hmm. So if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until then, cheers.
Cheers.